This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good morning, Rabbi Sai. So we're going to have a special share today on Inyan Chanukah. I want to thank Yossi Badner for suggesting that we do a Lomdash Sugya in the Yerach L'Mayadim. So this is coming. We're coming. If you want to look it up, it's Simon Tess, okay? I'm not making this up. I want to thank my good friend, Harav Agoin, Rav Moshe Gruen, who was Mechaber of the Yerach L'Mayadim. So it's a very beautifully written. Okay, so let's begin as follows. Masechta Shabbos Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. Zog the Halakha Gemara. Tana Rabbanan. Ner Chanukah. Mitzvah L'anicha Pesach Beis Ami Bachutz. Ner Chanukah, it's a mitzvah to place it on the door of your house on the outside. So now the question is, what if you live in upstairs? If you live upstairs, Manicha B'chalein Esmuch L'shusarami, put in the window. Ubishas hasakana, but what about when it's dangerous? Interesting, by the way, Rashi says, what's shas hasakana? The Persians had a law that on their holiday, they would not allow people to light candles only indoors. Okay, that's what happened. So a time of a sakana, when it was dangerous to light outside, manicha al shulchanai udiyai, vidayai. You put it on your table and fartig, it's good enough. Omar Rova! You need another candle to use the light. In other words, known as the shamish. The ikamadura, and if there's a bonfire, loitzarach. Then you don't need another candle because you have the bonfire. If you're an adam chashavu who doesn't use a bonfire, afagav the ikamadura, tzarach ner acheres. This is the Gemara of shamish. Amar Rava, tzarach ner acheres l'shtamish l'ira. You need another ner to use the light. But if you have a madura, you have a fire in the house, you don't need a ner acheres. Fine. So far, so good. Yeah? What's going on? Yeah? So, I'm sorry, can I get a Mishnah Berurah Chelek Vav? Mishnah Berurah Chelek Vav. So, I believe the Mechaber says, in Siman Tuf Reish Ayin Aleph, Sif Hey, the Mechaber says like this. Tuf Reish Ayin Aleph, Sif Hey. Zakhdei Lema Mechaber. The mitzvah Ner Chanukah. Zarech Lahadlik. The Pesach Beisah Mi Bachutz. Vimdar Ba'aliyah Manichai B'chaloinoi. V'im Ha'yodar Ba'aliyah Shein Loi Pesach Pasol Shazar Manich B'chaloin. V'sha'as Ha'sakana Shein Rashi L'kama Mitzvah Manichai Shalom V'deh. V'tzorech ner acher shamash ta'ira. You need another candle, as the Gemara said, exactly, word for word. The Lashon HaMechaber is v'tzorech. What does v'tzorech mean? You need to, you must, you have to. Fine. That's Tafresh Ayin Aleph Sifhei. Comes the Mechaber in Tafresh Ayin Gimel, Sif Aleph. Says Mechaber, v'noi ha'gim lahadlik ner noisef. The minhag is to light another candle. Kadesh, Mishtamash Aura, so that if you come to use the light, Yelo or Hanoisaf, it will be to the added light. So the obvious question is the Mamish of Bafir Shastira. Mechaber in Siman Tuf Reish Ayin Aleph says that you have to light a Shamish, as the Gemara says. You're required to. And the Mechaber in Siman Tuf Reish Ayin Gimel, Sif Aleph, says, V'noyagim, the Minogas. Minogas, you know, the most important lack of education in this generation is people, Bechlal, have no Shaykhis. What's a Minog? And what you have to do, and what's the drabanon, and what's the deraisa. It's mamish mahapech haka'ara. The minog becomes kodesh kadoshim. Oh, it's mamish deraisa ad mesiras nefesh. And in yoni deraisa, like lashon hara, stealing, it's a minog. It's not my minog. My father did it, I do it. Somebody once told me, I talk about that, it's my minog. Seriously, he told me with a straight face, my minog is what my father talked about that. That's what he told me. So people, b'chal, you know, Rabbi Avadia says, minhag is oisiyas gehenim. All these minhagim get you to a very uncomfortable place. So people have to know, what's a chiyuv d'oraisa? What's a chiyuv d'rabbanan? What's a minhag? You have to know, there are different kinds of minhagim. I have a minhag, my tata wore slippers at the table. So okay, shkoyach, good for him. I don't know. What's that got to do with you? Just because your father does something, it doesn't make it a minhag. B'chal, no shaykhas to minhag. Minhag has nothing to do with what your father does. Minog is what they did in the city where your family came from. Nothing to do with what your father happened to have done. My father at the table, after his gefilte fish, okay, very nice. Okay, I don't need to know all of his digestive issues that now, nothing to do with you. Minog is a halacha. what was done in your father's city. If your father grew up in Flatbush, that means you have to know what your grandfather did. If you don't know, then there's a Shulchan Aruch. That's it. Anyway.
Okay.
What? No, there's no minhagim from Flatbush. There's no minhag. It's a Shulchan Aruch. You have to know what the Shulchan Aruch says. Avada. Yeah, the Shulchan Aruch, the simon in Shulchan Aruch, that between fish and meat, you have to wash your hands. You have to wash your hands. So we're not knowing that, but at the very least, the Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Magen Avraham, you eat something and you drink something. It has nothing to do with whether your father did it or not. Either you do follow the halacha or you don't follow the halacha. It's not a... Because the Mishnah Berurah says you don't really have to do it. Whether your father does it or not, does not make that incumbent upon you. Okay, so... but this has nothing to do with anything. But one thing it does is the Mechaber says in Tafresh Ayin Aleph that a shamish is a chiyah b'tzarach, and Tafresh Ayin Gimel says v'noyegin. So now let's clarify Hakira. Why do you... you have to know how to read the Gemara. The Gemara says in Shabbos Chaf Alef Beis that we just read, Amar Rava tzarach ner acheres l'shtamish z'oira. When does that apply? Because if you read the Gemara carefully, the Gemara says, Nes is ner chanukah, it's a mitzvah to put it outside. If you live in an attic, you put it by the window. And Mishazan, you put it on your table. Amar Rava, you need another candle. Why does Rava Davka say the din of shamish after, oh, b'shas ha-sakana, then you could light it on your table. Mashmit etzel har Sinai. There should be two dots, you know. A new sugya, nothing to do with the price of tea in China. Amar Rava, tzarach ner acheres l'shtamish z'oira. Why does Rava, tail the inyan that b'shas ha-sakana manichal shulchan revediyai? Is it because that, let's assume, what's the reason for a shamish? Probably, this is also major misconception. What's the reason for a shamish? People think, so you need something, you can't light, so you need something to light it. So then light it and then blow it out. What's the reason for a shamish? People make such a big deal about the shamish. What do you need a shamish for? Because since asur l'shtamish l'ayra, you know how to use the Ner Chanukah, you know how to read by it, you can't, I don't know, Bizman is that what are people going to use the candle? I can't see my phone. So you're going to take it up to the candle to see. You're not be mishtamesh la'ira. What? Can't warm your hands. You can't get hana from their Hanukkah. By the way, why? The Ran says, very beautiful reason, that they paralleled the lighting of the menorah in your house after the Beis HaMikdash. And the Beis HaMikdash was an Isser Me'ilah. So they gave the menorah, din of menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, a very beautiful reason. But since it's also a shtamish la'ira, but what if a person might forget and he might come to read, he might come to learn Ketzai Sachoshin by the Ner Chanukah, so therefore you light another candle, so even if you do learn by the Ner, it's to the Ner Noisaf, but it's not to the Neros Chanukah, right? So even though you say, what do you mean, there are eight Neros Chanukah and there's one shamish, yeah, but that one candle could technically provide enough light, so if I forget and I'm a Nene, I'm being Nene La'ar HaNer. That's the Pashut reason for the shamish. We're going to revisit that soon, okay? So if that's the case, maybe Rava only said his din that you need another candle when you're lighting on your table. Because when you're lighting on your table, it's in an area where you're spending a lot of time. You're in the kitchen anyway, you're in the dinette anyway, so you might come to use the Neros Chanukah. Masha'im Kane in the olden days, in Amoladika Zeitin, so they lit outside. There's no chash you might come to use the Neros because who hangs that outside? But now, the B'shas HaSakana, Manichal Shulchan HaDiyai, Amar Rava, Tzarech Ner Acheres, L'Shamish L'Oira. Or do we say, no, you always need a shamish, even when you light outside. That's the Chakira. The flow, the Hemshech HaGemara is mashma, that perhaps you could say Rava is only talking about when you light indoors. Okay. Let's see. So what would you say? The Ran was just talking about that. I just brought in what the reason it's also Shtamish Sa'ira. So I want to read to you the words of the Rambam. The Rambam, Perek Dalet, Halacha Ches. You tell me what the Rambam is mashma.
What you just said, replicating the Ran,
right? We have an avoid the right. So you would better say, oh, okay. According to Ran, it's also Shtamish Sa'ira, just like in the Beis HaMikdash. But the question is, when do you need a shamish? Is it only when you're lighting indoor?
Is a shamish a gather for specifically indoor,
no,
or is it at all times?
No.
That's the question.
Okay.
And is Bizman Azeh that we have it by the windows, is that considered al-shukhanah or outside?
Also a good point. It's not outside, but it's not at the table.
That's what I'm asking.
From the Gemara, it's mashma, I would say, Rav is dafka saying his din, b'shas ha-sakana, that it's on your table, then you need a shamash. But when we're lighting upstairs by the window, Rav didn't say the din. So I would say it's like outside. Okay? So listen to the Rambam. Ner chanukah mitzonicha pesel b'smim v'chutz. Fine. B'ptefach ha-samach le-pesach al-smoil ha-nechnas k'day she-mezuzo b'yamin, ner chanukah mitzmol. V'imha yadar ba-aliyah, manicha b'chaloin. Fine. Ner chanukah shenicha le-mala me-esrim, is possible, right? There are three things that can't be l'mala me-esrim. B'imei ha-sakana, maniach adam ner chanukah b'tech b'esai. This is a new halacha, halacha ches. Ah! V'tzorech li-ois, b'soich ha-bayis, ner acher lehishtamesh l'oiroi. It's not, you don't even need to, a diuk in the Rambam. The Rambam says black and white, right? That v'tzorech li-ois, b'soich ha-bayis, ner acher lehishtamesh l'oiroi, no? B'soich ha-bayis.
How do you know
he's, yeah, right.
But how do you know he's learning that, like, he's learning the Gemara that way? Maybe he's learning it like in Mishabura over here. That's what the...
Again, I don't, what does Mishabura say?
That you should be nice if in there.
Again, there are two. The Sira and the Mechaber. Mechaber right. Says one place.
I'm sorry, the Mechaber, not
the Mishabura. The Mechaber says other... Says
that it's a minute. Maybe the Rambam is going along those lines. Maybe this learns the Gemara.
So 1 second. The Rambam clearly is learning the Gemara that the din of Rava, of Tzarech L'Hoisif, is only B'Sei Chabayis.
Maybe it's this other reasoning, which is with the...
Mechaber doesn't give any reason.
But he doesn't say where he got that.
The Rambam says one thing. The Rambam says you need to have it in a shamash. And he says it needs to be in the house. That's mashma. Not in the house. You don't need to have a shamash. Right? It's a dik. Even Dani agrees. Okay.
Yeah. The problem is outside doesn't blow out.
So you put it in a glass box.
It's
I mean...
You're
right, if it's lit in that way, it's not good. But you put it in a box that it doesn't go out.
The box is preventing it so that it's not really...
That's okay.
No, he juxtaposes it.
Okay, good, fine. Also, in the Meiri, Meiri says the Feirish, Loi amru tsarach ela al shulchanai, avakoshim shemunacha samach lepesach besoi ein tsarach. So Meiri says the Feirish, you don't need a shamish outside. And the Maimer Mordechai says clearly that the Yerach lemayadim quotes, Loi hishiru... Rak al shulchanoi, because you're going to come to use the light. So far, so good. Yeah, right, fine. Comes the Bir Halacha. Bir Halacha and Siman Tav Resh Ayin Aleph. You're with me? Ah, Vitzarach. Venira, says Bir Halacha. Dafka b'manicha al shulchanoi, ava kosha manicha samach lepesach, ein sarach lener acheres. Afa pisha oime loy l'sham, hove ein oi belishtam sh'orla is a tashmet. So Bir Halacha is explaining the Rambam and the Meiri that what's the svara that you only need a shamish when it's al shulchanah and you don't need a shamish outside? Like we said, that if it's al shulchanah, you're going to come to use it. It's right in your house. We're afraid you may come to use it. But if it's outside, you're not hanging around there. We're not afraid you're going to come to use it. Ah, but says the Bir Halacha, achein minag ha'olam v'chein minag rabbi senu. Now the Bir Halacha is quoting a Meiri. The minhag of the world, the minhag of Rabbeim, the bechol ner Chanukah hamadlekes v'soich habayis, tzarech ner acheres, afilu lohayot tzarech letashmish. The minhag ha'olam and the minhag of Rabbeim is that we light a shamish, even b'teich habayis, even if you don't need it. Why? We'll see. V'chein ani noyeg l'maisa.
Even not b'shas ha'sakana?
Even not b'shas ha'sakana.
Even inside, it's mashma that outside would also.
Meaning, nowadays we don't light outside, but it's not only b'shas ha-sakana, but even if you light it anywhere, you need to, the minog is to light it. Why? Because that's the minog. That even again, let me just assume. Again.
Sounds like
Dafka b'manicha al shulchanai. Again, according to the Rambam, the ikar din of shamish is when you're lighting it indoors. However, the Bihalacha brings down the minog ha'olam is to light a shamish always. Okay, so if that's the case, there's a pashut answer to the sira. And how's that? Tafresh Ayin Aleph is talking about the hierarchy of lighting Ner Chanukah. You're supposed to do it outside. You can't do it outside. Do it by the window upstairs. You can't do that. B'shasa sakana. You put it on your table. Oh, you're putting it on the table? V'tzorach. Now the din of a shamish becomes a chiyuv. Why? Because you're doing it inside. Tafresh Ayin Gimel is talking about normal circumstances. Normal circumstances. You're lighting it wherever you need to light it. Lighting it outside, right? As the din is. Therefore, it's only a minog. Therefore, our shamish becomes only a minog. Meaning, bottom line is, do you have to light a shamish? You don't have to, but it is a minog, so you do have to. You do have to keep minhagim. You just have to be aware it's not a chiyuv, it's a minog. That's.
Is it ikuv?
No, it's not ma'akev. Neither, by the way, neither was it in Rava. Rava is not saying it's ma'akev. Rava would never say if you don't have a shamish, you don't light. But in Rava, it was a chiyuv. Bizman hazeh, it's only a minog. And that's the answer to the mechabers. That the chiyuv shamish was in Tafresh Ayin Aleph when you lit it inside, b'shasa sakana. But bizman hazeh, where you're lighting it, wherever you're lighting it, you're not lighting it on your table. You're lighting it either outside or by the window, near the outside, by your front window. So then the shamish is only v'noyagim.
So if you have only two lights, it's the second night, is it better to light one and use the other one as a shamish, or to light two and use no shamish?
Light two.
Five
minutes,
you have to light each one with a shaman,
or just one? Unclear. Nothing that we said bears on that question. The Chari, you don't need a.
Why light two then?
According to the minhag, what would you?
Huh?
It's a hiddur to light the second night.
And a Shabbos is only a minhag.
So hiddur.
Hiddur mitzvah is more important than minhag. I'll ask you a question. We're not going to get into this. Maybe a different time we'll do the sugya. Let's say it's the second night. Let's say it's the third night of Hanukkah. And you only have two candles. Should you light one? Or should you light two? Like, does two do anything? It's more. It's the third night. Do you say the ikar is malim b'kodesh? I'm not being malim b'kodesh. Yesterday it was two. I'm not being malim by lighting two today. Or is it ikar v'art ein moridin? At least I won't be ein moridin. Mishnah Berurah says third night you only have two. You light one. Comes with Chaim Knievsky in the Shoyin Halachas. You know what the Shoyin Halachas is? It's like a kitzur of Mishnah Berurah. As far as I know, it's the only time Rav Chaim Kievsky quotes Rav Shach. And he says, look in the Avi Ezri. Avi Ezri says, if you have third night of Hanukkah, two candles, you light two candles. It's a big shir. It's a big sugya. I'm not sure that's in the Yara. It's a very nice shir. It's a very beautiful shir.
Back in the day, they were so knowledgeable what light
candles. I mean, you're confusing people.
They looked at the actual candles to know what night.
So they're gonna.
You know what night it is.
So you're gonna say it's gonna confuse people.
Now you won't get confused. I know tonight's the third night. I see two candles. Maybe one went out. Because also, what happens in the case when somebody lights candles and then some of them start going out? You should say at that point you should have to put the other one.
I don't think we're worried that people need to know what night it is.
And what would be the logic behind the Mr. Brewer for lighting one when you have two?
Because the reason to go up is keneged the yamim. I'm not lighting Kenega the Yom because tonight is night two.
Isn't there a hiddur?
No, what am I doing? What am I doing?
So the question is whether there's a hiddur in adding one.
Right, or do you say just more light? The more the better.
There's more light, right. Or is it that it's representative of the night?
Here's the main chakir that we want to get into. Very important to know. What's the reason for a shamish? So the mechaber and the Rambam is mashma. You light a shamish, you light a ner noisaf. Because if, just in case, you'll come to use the light of the menorah, which is also l'shtamish l'orah, you won't be using the light of the menorah. You'll be using the shamish, right? You'll be nena from the shamish, right? The lashon of the Rambam is V'tzarach liyos b'sei chabayis ner achlesh lehishtamesh la'ira. To be able to use. Now that's not 100% clear, but let's see, the Mechaber in Tafresh Ayin Gimel, he says, Kidei she'im yishtamesh la'ira yiyah la'ar ha'noisaf shehu oisei shehud lak achrayin. Okay, so that's the shita of the Rambam, basically, that the reason for the shamish is in case you come to use it, you will be using the ner noisaf. Fine. The Torah also says this lashon, shemishtamish la'ira, it will be ner noisaf. Also, the Rajba. Why? Where do we see in the Rajba? The Rajba paskins, asur, now there's machlokes in the Gemara, asur l'shtamish la'ira, or mutur l'shtamish la'ira. The Rajba paskins asur l'shtamish la'ira. Says the Rajba, why am I paskining asur l'shtamish la'ira? Says the Rajba, because Rava the paskins that way. Where does Rava paskin that way? Because Rava, who says sarach ner noisaf, is so that we don't use the ner. So we see Rava holds asur l'shtamish la'ira. That means the Rajba clearly holds. The reason to have a ner noisaf is so that in case you're coming to use the ner, it will be l'ner noisaf. However, Rashi, I wish you had it in front of you. I'm going to read to you the words, and you'll tell me what he says. Just try to imagine the words. Tzarech ner acheres, de'iloi, loi hava heker. Because if you don't light a ner noisaf, there is no heker. No heker to what?
Which light is which?
The reason we light the menorah is why? Persumei nisa. We want people to know we're lighting it to be mefarsim the nes. If we don't have a shamish, we don't know why people's lighting. Maybe people are making lighting to light up the room. Maybe people are lighting to have light. So when people see there's an added candle in a different position, that means that candle is for light. So what's going on over here?
So now the shamash has to be in a different position?
Yeah, it does. Based on this svar, that has to be hacker.
You're incorporating that into, so you're, and you're understanding Rashi, so you're using Rashi to say that.
That would be between the two different shatans, whether or not it needs to be.
So if I can't.
According to what we were saying, that it's only to not to have the camp benefit, it would make a difference. Have a hacker, it would need to be.
Yeah. No, I'm asking where Rashi got it from.
Says the Mechaber, V'yanichenu me'rochoi k'tzas mishar ner mitzvah. Why? So according to Rashi's reason, by the way, I just made up on the spot. I'm not sure if anybody says that. I'll be honest. I have to be honest with you. So now, right, the Mechaber says if you have to put it far away. So Dubi wants to say, oh, it's an afkami between the Rambam and Rashi. Lefi the Rambam, that's also a shtamish la'ira, so it's there in case you're mishtamish. It could be right there. Mashenkin, according to Rashi, wants to be a hecker. So we need to know one was lit la'ar and the other is l'shem mitzvah. The Mishnah Berurah says a reason why it has to be far away. Because we wanted people to know what night it is. That's pasha. So that's you know, then it's not nafkamina.
That goes back to the whole case of the 2 versus 3 and why Reb Chaim would say that you lose enough.
But that's only the chachila we want to know what night it is. If you can't, maybe it's better to have, yeah. It's not ma'akev. The haraya nere shubesai. You only have to light one. Now the Bira Shar Tzion says, no. Even in the Rambam, you have to light it away. Why? Shem Yovei L'Shamesh. What's the problem? Why do you need it according to the Rambam? So in case you come to use it. So it's better if it's far away. This way, if it's further away, you'll remind yourself only to use that one. So it comes out it's not necessarily nafgamina.
Maybe that's what maybe, the end or the middle, whether you're being mishtamish, how you're being mishtamish to candles.
Maybe that's what Rashi means when it says nicker.
That what?
Which light to use. Same reasoning.
No, Rashi's saying that otherwise it's not recognizable. Why do you need a shamish?
It's not recognizable.
Why do you need a shamish? Do you lo'ilai have a heker? If you don't have a shamish...
You won't know the difference.
But why do you have to have a shamish to begin with, according to Rashi?
Same reason, shamish b'ayra. Maybe not.
So Rashi would say you need an erecheres l'hishtamish l'ayra. What's Rashi's
going? That's the Gemara. That's the learning of the Gemara.
Otherwise it's not a heker. Rashi's going on the din that it has to be far away. But the Gemara doesn't even say it has to be far away. I just, you know.
I understand that. But the way they learned the Gemara, the Magen Mishnah was learning
the Rambam. It's a stretch to tie the two.
I don't know that they're learning the Gemara that way. They're just saying once
we have. Magen Mishnah saying the Rambam is clear.
I don't know the Magen Mishnah. I only know what I tell you. I don't know the Magen Mishnah.
You should share it with me. He learns that in the Gemara. He's learning the Rambam, he's learning the Gemara that way. In Rava. Whatever.
No.
He says it's Shamash Bayer. It's,
right.
Yeah, so the reasoning is for the Gemara is the Shamash Bayer, according to the Magen Mishnah. So maybe Rashi took that on also.
Yeah, but what is Rashi talking about? Rashi's saying the tam of tzarech ner acheres. The eloi, if you don't have a ner acheres, loy have a hecker. There's no hecker while you're lighting.
He's not saying it on the distance?
The Gemara doesn't say the distance. Okay, so I want to speak out. It mentions in the Sefer Yechum Hayadim are three nafgaminas basically between the Rambam and Rashi in the tam of a shamash. Again, according to the Rambam, it's so that if you come to use it, you'll be using the shamash. According to Rashi, it's so that it's recognizable you're lighting the Shei Mitzvah. Nafgamina number one is the Bir Hagra. And that is, I'm not clear on this completely, but are you allowed then to go to the Ner Chanukah and use them now that you have a shamash? According to the Rambam, yeah. That's the whole reason you write a shamash. Now, I'm not sure how it's mavur that you're allowed to go use it l'chadchila, but at least according to the Rambam, let's phrase it in the following way. A nafkamina would be if you, b'di'evet, you went ahead and used the ner, were you doing an avera?
Can I read by the light?
I'm not clear that l'chadchila, the Rambam, would allow you to go there. It's she'im yishtamish, if you forget and you use it. But let's say b'di'evet, you lost yourself. In other words, you need to clap al chet. With on Yom Kippur, if you have a shamish and you whatever you forgot and you read La'ar Haner,
I wouldn't even know, so, because on mathematics when we have an halacha, if you're over something, right? There's a shear usually. If there's one to, in other words, we have eight candles, so one to
it
eight.
Might depend on how many candles
there are. No, it sounds like from the Rambam that even on the eighth night, if you light a shamish, you're okay. It will save you. It will save you. It will save you. So according to the Rambam, you don't have to do tshuva. You know, but you weren't. Now maybe you have to do tshuva for going there, but you didn't do an avera because you didn't use the Ner Chanukah. You had the shamish, the safeguard.
And he's not saying it because of Maharsayim, because it's asur to go for shamish by them in the eighth night. You have the thing there,
right?
So people
right.
assume that you're using the what's called
right. But Lufi Rashi, the Gra says we have no proof that lighting a shamish saves you from the isur v'shamish ba'ira. Now, the truth is, Rashi holds it's mutter l'shtamish l'ayra. That's why, in other words, why the pre-chadash happens to be medayik, why does Rashi say the reason of hecker, and Rashi doesn't say to save you? Because Rashi taka holds mutter l'shtamish l'ayra. Rashi argues on the Rambam, l'halacha. But we paskin asr. So once we paskin asr, I'm speaking out of nafgamina in the world that asr l'shtamish l'ayra. That Lufita the Rambam, the added candle will save you. And according to Rashi, we have no proof that it does. It could be if Rashi would walk in. Rashi would say, I also agree it saves you, but that's not the reason for the shamish. The reason for the shamish is a hecker.
Or you can say it doesn't save you, but it's irrelevant because you don't need to be saved.
That's Rashi Shitase. Pointing out nafkamina, okay?
Yeah, but once you have the marriage, it should make sense to establish to the Rambam that it saves you.
But the Rambam has a proof that it saves you from the Gemara, because according to the Rambam, why does the Gemara say? According to Rashi, you have no proof. Right. But I'm saying, according to Rashi, there's no proof that an added candle saves you.
Because there's the candle.
What?
You didn't do anything wrong because you have the other candle.
Yeah, but you also.
Behind the Rambam is because now you have another candle.
I understand.
But
I am being nana from the other candles also, right?
What is the Isser Stamshis?
So that's they pattern. Yeah.
Can get Hana from the other light too, and maybe that's why you need it to be far away. So it's
you're not allowed to use it. I mean, you're allowed to look at it. You're allowed to look at it. You're not allowed to use it.
But at the end of the day, right? What's the difference if there's another candle there or not? If I'm reading a book there, all the light illuminates.
All the light.
I'm
hear.
Having Hana from the Nachanik.
Do you want to know how does the Shamer save you?
Because how does the Shamer save you if it's a Isser Hana?
Sounds like it's not a math thing.
Because if it's a Isser Hana, it's the difference how much Hana you're getting.
Again,
what's
it's a din d'rabbanan. It could be it's a din d'rabbanan. Hey mamru v'hey mamru. It's not. You're not mamish moel behektish. It's not hektish.
I mean,
they pattern it. Yes.
It would also make a difference if the shamish went out.
What do you do then?
No, because the hecker from the lighting. Rashi,
do you have to light it again?
Yeah,
that's a question.
That's right.
But even in the Rambam, do you have to, maybe you have to light it again?
According to Rambam, it would make more that you need to light it again.
According to Rashi,
yeah? You lit. There was a hecker.
But it has to burn for a half hour. Okay, so I'm going to come to that. Okay, I'm going to say, I'll go to that nafkamina. Let's say like this. We know that the candles have to burn for at least 30 minutes. after 30 minutes, are you allowed to take the shamash away? And whatever. Am I allowed to take the shamash away after 30 minutes? So in the world of the Rambam, the reason I need a shamash, so I'm not mishtamish la'ira, are you allowed to be mishtamish la'ira after 30 minutes? So that's a big machlokes. The Mechaber says yes. Mechaber says after the candles burn for 30 minutes, the mitzvah is over, and you could get hana from them.
There's no kedusha in there. I can blow them out.
Yeah. Well, could I be even more? I'm not blowing them out. So, yeah, if blowing them out is a habatzara, right? It's lighting. So it's while it's lighting, the Mechaber says I could be nena after 30 minutes. Tafrei shayin beis of beis. Motor l'sham sharan la'achar shadagu chatzi shir. Chatzi shah. However, the Mishnah Berurah brings down achroinim that you're not, as long as they're going, it's also l'shtamish l'oira. So
you're
can
putting them out and then relighting them.
What?
You'd be better off putting them out and then relighting them, not else shame. No.
Yeah.
Because if you're leaving to go to a party or something and you're afraid for the fire, that you, I mean, that's what I've heard, you can put them, blow them out.
Yeah.
In that case, where you need them to read or something, in the case there's no electric, you'd be better off blowing them out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Correct. So could I blow it?
You could explain that, just understand. So it has a din that these nairas are no more, it's not something that goes on for this. Like, let's say we're saying it's like an hekdash, hekdash doesn't just disappear. You can be nana.
It's only hukdash l'mitzvah. So once the mitzvah is performed.
So it doesn't have a din of something that.
The achroinim say no.
I've learned this, but I don't know how it's done. Is that the leftover oil that you have?
Makhla, yeah, right.
Could you use the leftover oil to cook with or whatever you might want to do after? I don't know if it's so
good. Moisar HaShemen.
Moisar HaShemen.
So, Moisar HaShemen, it's a question whether you're allowed to use it with chulen. But this is another machlokes. This machlokes is, after a half hour, am I allowed to be mishtamish la'ira? Okay. Again, after 30 minutes, am I allowed to be mishamish l'ayra? So can I move the shamish after 30 minutes?
So, it be different like Dvar Mitzvah?
One second.
It's not in use, you can use the walls, right?
Yeah.
The same here.
Yeah, one second. Dvar
Mitzvah anymore.
Well, a pair of tzitzis, when you're done with it, you could make red and you could throw in the garbage. It's only...
Can you make some garments for yourself?
What? You can do whatever you want with that.
You asked if I can move the shamash. Why can't I move the shamash right away?
So the Elia Rabbah says you're not allowed to move the shamash. Once you light... Okay, it's very pot. Why? Because according to the Rambam, he might come to use the Neiros. So.
No, we can move it.
He means to move it to another room. Okay, the Achroinim Paskin, that once you, that you, that you should not move the Shamash after, let's get to that. That the Achroinim Paskin, that you should not, move the Shamash after, I know. And the Achroinim say that you should not move the Shamash after you light it. Yeah? So the question is, what about after 30 minutes? So in the Rambam's world, it depends if you hold Asur L'Shtamash L'Oira after 30 minutes or not. If you hold Mutar L'Shtamash L'Oira after 30 minutes, then I could move the Shamash, because I'm allowed to be Mishtamash L'Oira. If you hold like the Achroinim that the Mishnah Berurah brings down, that you're not allowed to be Mishtamash L'Oira after 30 minutes, you can't move the Shamash. What about in the world of Rashi? Rashi says the only reason to have a Shamash is that it's Nikr for the Persum and Nisa, why you lit it. But that's L'Chaira only calls man that it's lighting L'Tzarech Mitzvah. But after the half hour, it's not needed anymore, so you can move the shamash. Unless you say, Rabbi Yerucham argues, maybe you could say that even so, it's still an inyan to let it go longer because it's magadil the mitzvah. There's more parsumenis if you let it burn for more than a half hour. So then maybe you should keep the shamash. But that you could say, keeping the shamash there is not meyikar hadin. It's only maybe a slight hither. Fine. So that would be a nafkamina. If you hold mutar l'shamash l'ayra after 30 minutes, then in the world of the Rambam, you're allowed to move the shamash. If you hold also shamash, are you not to move the shamash? And the world of Rashi, you l'chaira could move the shamash after 30 minutes.
Take a step further than the Rambam. If you hold that it's usher after 30 minutes and the shamash goes out, you need to relight the shamash.
Yeah, but we don't know. We don't know that.
No, I'll show you.
After 30 minutes, within 30 minutes.
Right. According to the Rambam, according to the Rambam, do you have to even or Rambam or Rashi? If the Shamash goes out within 30 minutes, do you have to relight it? Even the Ner Chanukah itself, if it goes out.
Than the Shamash.
Why?
I understand what the Rambam is saying. But the Ner Chanukah, once there's enough oil to last after 30 minutes, you're good. But the Shamash is not a mitzvah. It's also a precaution. It's also a hector. It's also whatever else it is.
That yeah, but it could be, you could say that they never made the Shamash more chumrah than the Ner itself. We don't. In other words,
I could see the svar that it is.
You could say that, but I don't know if we don't have a right chumrah matriach someone if it went out to relight it. Okay, fine. One last nafkamina, very nice nafkamina. So nowadays you have people that are called, there's a certain phenomenon, people are spaced out. Spaced out is like, they're like no awareness of what's going on. They're like lapses of attention. So here, what? What?
So you're saying everybody's all shuffling today.
So no, like this. No, here's the case. The guy, Hadlik Ner Shel, Chanukah Shel, so he makes the bracha. And he forgets, and he lights the shamish first. And then he shah kedei dibur. And then he wants to light the other neros Chanukah. Was lighting the shamish a hefzik between the bracha and the neros which are me'ikar hadin? Lefi the Rambam. So this is the shaila in Shaus Tshuvos, Sedei Ha'aretz Chelak Gimel, Tshuva Lamed Ches. So he says that in Svara, since the reason to light a shamish is to take care of some zaitige chash, that a person might come to use the neiros, and this way if he comes to use it, he'll be nene from the shamish, it has nothing to do with the ikar mitzvah, he would think it's a hefzik. But then he concludes, he's mi yorei hapsak, he's afraid to paskin, so he's not going to say make a bracha again, but you should light without a bracha.
But you are lighting without a bracha.
Meaning, don't he says basically he's afraid. He feels that you should make a bracha, but he's afraid to. He's afraid to say
so
it.
After you light the shamash, wait, then have new kavanas and do it without.
Here, he says like this. He says, "Bekitzer ki haner hazeh noisav enoy meyikar neiros hamitzvah shel Chanukah elo ner noisav ubeirich neiros hamitzvah havelei nerzeh kiner chol mamish." The ner is a ner chol. It's like. It is a nerchol. You have to put it far away so that it's nikkur, it's a nerchol. So it's a hefsik. Now he says like this, Lamaisa.
What's
say the time. No. You're now to be mafsik kedei dibor. No, he lit the shamash and he waited kedei divor.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hold on, so then shouldn't light the shamash? Don't people use the shamash to light the candles. They light the shamash first, then they make the bracha, and then they light the candles.
So they light the shamash first? Yeah.
No, probably talking about oil. But shamash is not oil. Let's say
that's fine, but you can't light. You can't make the bracha and then light the shamash. Wait, and then light the other candles.
In the case where you have an oil situation, if you're using the candle as the shamash.
I don't light the shamash first.
So what do you light your candles with?
Take a match. I light the candle.
That's not the
shamash. Which is not your shamash?
Lavdafka, no, it's not.
Right, it's another candle. Then you light.
Because I light oil.
Right.
So I light.
The shamash is oil also.
The shamash is oil.
I leave the shamash as a candle, just so it could be nicker.
Okay.
And the shamash should be less.
So one second. He says like this. He says. He says.
Oh, you're a saver.
So I didn't even know what I was doing.
How important.
He says, "Ochein roi lahoris halach lemaisa." He ends that he's afraid to paskin, and therefore halacha lemaisa he says don't make another bracha because maybe it's not a hefsek. Fine, but beikar hadin he holds it's a hefsek. But Rabbi Yochanan Moshe argues that in the world of Rashi, that the reason that you're lighting is so that it's nikker that the other candles are for pesumei nisa. Then lechayra it's not a hefsek. It's like somebody who says go get the salt, you know. Before he eats the hamotzi, it's mitzorech hahadlaka. And lechor, then it would not be a hefsek.
So
The Rosh says that Rashi means Nikar means Al Tzipus Minisa.
Chayra, no. That's I'm not sure if he says it beferish or I injected that. I'm not sure.
He's still on. He wants to tie Rashi into the Rambam.
Now, Lemaisa, you should know, the Pnei Yeshua, maybe... There's another way to read Rashi. This I wasn't going to get into. And that is Rashi agrees to the Rambam. That the reason for Shamish is Kedei Shalei also... So it's not so that if you come to use it, it's not going to be for the from the candle, it's going to be from the Shamish. So why does Rashi say, the Eloi, Eloi, have a hecker? Rashi doesn't say that. Because there's another machlokes. Why is it also l'shamish l'ayra? I told you the reason of the Ran. That what? That it has a din of me'ila. Rashi on the top of the page says, also l'shamish l'ayra, k'dei she'yehei nikr. If you're going to use the R, it's not going to be nikr that you lit it. For Chanukah, people are going to think you lit it for your own use. So the reason why Rashi says, the loy loy have a hecker, is because Rashi's saying the tam of also l'shamish l'ayra. Meaning Rashi says, sarach ne'acheres. Why? Why do you need a Ner Acheres? Because otherwise, the reason why it's also l'shtamish l'ayra is there's no heker. So Rashi's not giving a different reason than the Rambam. They both agree that the shamish is k'dei shalei shtamish l'ayra. But Rashi's injecting his reason into why it's also l'shtamish l'ayra. But the Prichadash feels that since Rashi did that already, Rashi already told us his reason for also l'shtamish l'ayra, then... It would not be necessary for Rashi to do that again unless he holds there's a different reason why you need the Shamish.
But the first Rashi then it shows that he holds that it's also to do the Shamish.
No, Rashi's in that Manda Omar over there. There's Machlokas in the Gemara. Okay, Rabbi Say, thank you.
What do we come out from this?
Bottom line is, these are only Nafkmidas and Lamdas. Right. The Shulchan Aruch says it's also a Shamish for the Rambam's reason. So, bottom line, in all these Nafkaminas, let's just think.
If it goes out within a half hour?
If it goes out within a half hour, not Shams. If it goes out, are you allowed to move it within the half hour? After the half hour?
Both.
Within the half hour, you're not allowed to move it, according to anybody.
And if it goes out, you have to relight it?
You never have to, I'm not aware that you ever have to relight the Shamish.
After a half hour, would it be any...
Are you allowed to move the Shamish after a half hour? Again, we're machmir not to be mishtamish after a half hour, so you shouldn't move the shamish after a half hour. I know very chashuv people that don't light a shamish. My person who I am, one of my poskim, doesn't light a shamish. And the mechaber says, if you have madura, right, the whole thing is, if there's madura, you don't need it. So we have the lights on.
But if you learn the Gemara that I was talking about, al shachanei dafka. But then the second part of the stira in the mechaber, right? Maybe he's saying there.
The noyagin is going in.
So yesh noyagin is talking about in general. Even if there is a madur, even if you're on the chashiv, even if you're not on your table.
No, but I have a shamish. I have the light.
So you're saying the light is a shamish.
Chayra. I mean, I light it. That's that's the minug because my father did it.
See, I have eight different.
That's that kind of minug.
I have eight different color lights in my room.
Yeah.
I have a thing that I can go. I can make eight different colors in my room. So each night
You do a different color every night?
And if I add, each color is another night.
What do you mean in your room?
I'm saying the lights. Let's say the lights. Is that, am I yotze lighting what's called?
Are you yotze lighting the menorah by turning on the light in your house?
Yeah, the same way you halach is neiris, light what's called.
One of the reasons Shabbos, it's supposed to be...
Discuss this? Like, Shabbos, turning on a light? B'di'evet, am I yotze?
B'di'evet, according to many, you're yotze, but not according to Rav Moshe.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.